Number 71. I think you probably know it. Some brother would start that. Number 71.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. God has made a way to heaven.
You look over the book there and pick out a favorite, then put your hand up, okay? This boy here.
104.
Again?
104.
104, all right. Let's see now. Oh, yes, that's one of my favorite. All right, a brother will start that. I want you to look at this sign here, okay? We're going to have a few more hymns in a moment. It's a question. You see? Now, by the end of the Sunday school, I hope that everyone will have an answer to this question, because it's really important. Can you read that for me, please? Stand up.
Lord, how much you did love me.
All right, that's the question. Lord, how much did you love me? Well, you probably know the answer already, but I'll be asking that question again toward the end of the Sunday school, and I wonder if you can give me the answer. Well, meantime, we'll have another hymn. Who has another number for us here? A girl this time. Yes? Yes?
58.
Oh, yes, a spelling song. Okay.
L-E-A-V-E.
Joy. Again?
J-O-Y?
Yeah. J stands for Jesus. O stands for others. And Y stands for yourself. The problem is sometimes we turn that around and we think of ourselves first of all, and then others. But the Lord Jesus was never like that. He always lived for others. And so much so that he gave his life on the cross and shed his blood. We're coming to that in our message. So I think we have time for another one who's got a... this boy here?
102.
102? All right. Working will not save me, yeah. Right, some brother can start that. I think we have time for another one now. This girl over here.
46.
All right. What have we got here? Oh, yeah. I think someone will have to start that. I'm not too familiar with the...
I'll send out young doors, scrubbing pots and sweeping floors, washing my hands and getting through. These are things that I can do.
I don't have a microphone that is portable, so does someone have a verse here that you have learned for today? You'll have to speak up. This boy here, this, yeah. You stand up and give us your verse. You forget it?
Use this. You can hold this one.
Okay. Oh, you've forgotten it. That's all right. Who else is going to... this boy here.
The soul that sinneth, it shall die. Ezekiel 18:4.
Okay. Who else is going to volunteer? Oh, some girls over here, eh? All right. This girl.
The soul that sinneth, it shall die. Ezekiel 18:4.
All right.
A alma que pecar, essa morrerá. Ezekiel 18:4.
Very good. Now, who else? This girl here?
The soul that sinneth, it shall die. Ezekiel 18:4.
And anyone else? Oh, this little girl over here. Oh, this boy here, first of all.
The soul that sinneth, it shall die. Ezekiel 18:4.
The soul that sinneth, it shall die. Ezekiel 18:4.
The soul that sinneth shall die. Ezekiel 18:4.
Ezekiel?
The soul who sins shall die. Ezekiel 18:4.
Is Ezekiel 18:4? Is that right? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The soul who sins shall die. Ezekiel 18:4.
All right. Have we covered another girl here? All right.
A soul that sinneth, it shall die. Ezekiel 18:4.
All right. Well, I guess we've... oh, no, some over here, eh? We don't want to miss anyone here. All right, this girl here.
The soul that sinneth, it shall die. Ezekiel 18:4.
All right, and this boy here? You got it?
The soul that sinneth, it shall die. Ezekiel 18:4.
The soul that sinneth, it shall die. Ezekiel 18:4.
I better look up that scripture myself because I'm not getting it here. Ezekiel 18:4, eh? Ezekiel 18:4. Just a minute now. Okay, behold, all souls are mine, as the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. That's right, I've got the right verse. All right, boys and girls, we're going to have a word of prayer, so let us bow our heads. Lord Jesus, we thank Thee for the Sunday school this morning, and we thank Thee for Thy wonderful love to us in coming all the way from heaven's glory to die on the cross. And we pray Thy help this morning as we explain the gospel. May it be simple, and may each boy and girl hear the voice of the Lord calling to them in this day of grace. So we commit the time to Thee and ask help and guidance and blessing, that there may be joy in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, even this morning. We ask it in the name, for the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, I'm taking the place of someone who wasn't able to be here, so I'm sort of pinch hitting, you see. My name is John Kemp. But I don't live in the United States. I live in the capital of Canada. What's the name of that city? Anyone? The capital? No, no, I'm asking for the name of the city. Oh, yeah, it's this girl here.
Toronto?
Toronto is a good guess. It is a capital. It's the capital of Ontario, but not the capital of Canada. No. Ottawa. Correct. You are. Correct. Ottawa. It was made a capital by Queen Victoria. Queen Victoria was going through Ottawa and, oh, she said, this will be a nice capital. 1855, 56. And from then on, Ottawa has been the capital of Canada. I guess I'm a little bit prejudiced, but I think that Ottawa is one of the most beautiful cities in the world. There's the beautiful rivers going through it. There are forests on the north. And Ottawa has the longest skating rink in the world. You can start at one end and you can skate for a couple of hours right through the center of Ottawa. In the wintertime, that is. January or maybe February, then they close it. Anyway, I want to talk not about Ottawa this morning, but I want to talk about a horrible pit. I want you to turn, you boys that have your Bible and girls, to Psalm 40, and we're going to read a few verses before we go on here, okay? So Psalm 40, verse 1, I'm going to ask a boy, or even a girl, I don't know who, we have the microphone, to read me Psalm 40, verses 1 and 2. Who's going to do it? You want to do it. All right.
I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings.
Thank you. All right. We're going to be talking this morning, boys and girls, about horrible pits. Okay? I don't think any of you have been in a horrible pit like some of the ones I'm going to tell you about. Some stories about boys who were in horrible pits. I'm telling you, you would not want to be there. But I'll tell you, boys and girls, that I was in a horrible pit. You say, Mr. Kemp, what do you mean? Did you sink down? No. But I was in a horrible pit. In fact, I'm looking around here, and I see many people who have been in a horrible pit, in the miry clay. But they're no longer there. They're out of it. They're now on the shoulders of the Good Shepherd. But I want to tell you a few stories about a horrible pit. I go to Africa sometimes. In fact, I've got something for you, I'm not going to show you now, from Africa. And I hope that I have enough for everyone, because we have quite a few children here. I have it in this bag here. Made in Africa, made in Malawi. Well, Malawi is a country in Central Africa that I have visited many times. However, there are dangers in Malawi. There are dangers. Every year, the doctors have to look after people who have lost maybe a hand or a foot because there's dangerous animals in Malawi. They live in the streams and the rivers. I've got a sample right here in my bag. You probably know what I'm going to talk about. And I'm going to tell you a true story about a little African boy who met one of these animals. His name, and I don't know, he was from Africa, we'll say he's Sammy. And he had to go down to the river there to get some water. And mother said, now be careful, don't stay around there. But it was so nice, and the sun was shining, and there didn't seem to be any dangers at all. All of a sudden, there was a log floating there in the river. But it wasn't a log. You know what it was? Anyone? Yeah. Well, that's good enough. The same family. A crocodile. A crocodile. And you know, they just float on the surface, and all of a sudden they come alive. And this old crocodile, he had his eyes on Sammy. And when Sammy's back was turned, out, suddenly he came alive. Here he is. All of a sudden, that log that was floating began to move. And in a few seconds, he was on the shore and grabbed Sammy by the leg and took him into his cave. You know, a crocodile with those big jaws that open up and all the shiny teeth. See this toothpick that I have? That's how quick you'll take your leg off. Just in a few seconds, you'll just snap it off. And many Malawi people have to go to the doctor. They've probably lost feet or lost hands. The crocodiles are always there waiting for their victim. But listen a minute now. Sammy was pulled down under the water, pushed up into the cave or the pantry of the old crocodile. You can come up and feel the crocodile after. He's a real one. He comes from South America, but he's the same family. So, well, what about Sammy? Yes, he was in that dark cave, and he had fainted, but when he got into the cave, he came to life again, and there was a little crack there, but he couldn't scrape the top off it, couldn't scrape the roof. It was so hard. But Sammy had gone to Sunday school, and in Sunday school, he had learned that the Lord Jesus hears prayer and answers prayer. He called out, "Lord, help me. Lord, help me." It seemed impossible in that dark cave that he would ever get out and see Mother again. But some men were walking along, and what's that? Someone calling down there? So he put his ear down to the ground. Sure enough, he heard the voice. Someone's calling for help. So this African man, he ran to the village. They got some shovels and some staves, and they started to dig and dig. Soon the light was coming in, and gentle hands picked up Sammy there out of the cave and brought him into the sunshine. That's what the Lord wants to do for you. He wants to bring you out of the darkness into the sunshine. However, there's so many people that are still in that horrible pit, and they want to stay there. All right. My second story is about an Italian boy, Alfredo. See? He was 6 years old, and he was playing at his grandmother's, but, oh dear, he fell down a well. And it was only about 18 inches. Alfredo fell into the well. Well, it was some time before people found out where he was. But when they found out that Alfredo was in the well, there he was struggling, but the more he struggled, the deeper he went. Down, 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 120 feet into that horrible pit. The whole Italian nation was aroused. They had some excellent, expert cave men. And you know those brave men, Angelo was one of them, they crawled down that opening here. They crawled down. Another man, they built another shaft so that they go across, you see. So one man, he tried to get through, but his shoulders were too thick, too wide. And another man, Angelo, he got down and he even touched Alfredo. But he was so muddy and slippery that Angelo said, "I found him." Well, they said, "Hook him up." But I can't get the hook onto him because it's muddy and slippery. Before long, Angelo had to say, "The little boy Alfredo is cold and stiff. We'll give up the search," because they never got him out. There were a lot of people ready to risk their lives to get Alfredo out of that awful pit, but they couldn't do it. They couldn't do it. Boys and girls, you might not think you're in an awful pit, but remember that we are sinners. And like Alfredo, he was completely helpless. He couldn't get out of that pit himself. He could cry, and there was lots of people ready to help him. But no, it was impossible. Now, one more story. I see Dr. Prost is looking at me here. He should be telling this story because he lives near the Niagara Falls. Hands up, anyone who has seen the Niagara Falls. Oh, boy. I'm surprised. Good. Well, listen, this is one of the tourist attractions of the world. My wife Eleanor and I, we go there every year. There's thousands, maybe tens of thousands of tourists. You meet them from every country to look at the beautiful Canadian falls. They're better than the American ones. And as we look down at that torrent of water flowing down over the falls, big spray, you can almost feel the spray. It looks like a boiling cauldron there. Listen, I want to tell you a story that I often speak about. Yes, Niagara Falls is beautiful. It's in southern Ontario. Maybe you'll see it someday. 1960. The boy's name, Roger. How old was he? 7 years of age. Here's his whole name, Roger Woodward. Well, he said, James is going to take us out for a boat ride today. And my sister, Deanne, are you coming? Yeah, I'll go. So there was three in the boat. Roger, 7 years of age. Deanne, his sister, 17. And James, who was operating the boat. He was about 40 years of age. Well, they were having a nice time. The weather was beautiful. They were drifting down the Niagara River. But boy, James wasn't very careful because he was feeling the current pulling him down. And there's a sign, and it says here, the point of no return. And do you know that James in that boat with Deanne and with Roger, he went beyond the point of no return. Oh, he said, we got to turn the boat around and go back because we're getting into dangerous waters. He turned the boat around, but he couldn't make any headway. They were being carried by that strong Niagara River. There was the falls in front of them. And to make it worse, the boat capsized and they were thrown into the water. James says, don't worry, Roger, I'll hold you. But he couldn't hold him. The waves just tore them apart. What about Deanne, the girl? Well, that was a miracle. She began to swim for the shore. And believe it or not, there was a man there. He got over the railing like this and he held on. He put out his thumb and Deanne caught his thumb. And he was able, with the help of another man, to pull Deanne out of the water 15 feet from the brink. 15 feet, and she would have gone over. What about Roger? He went over. What about James? He went over. They picked up his body 4 days later. Anyone that goes over the falls, boys and girls, you might as well say goodbye forever. There's no hope. The bottom of that falls, there is a hole 180 feet deep. And anyone going over, they get into that hole, you might get their body a week later. Roger went over. All he had on was a life preserver. But my father had said, Roger, Deanne, put your life preserver on. Boys and girls, do you have your life preserver on? The Lord Jesus is the one who can save you. He loved you. He died for you. Let me finish the story. Surely, Roger went into a horrible pit. Believe it or not, the man that was operating the Maid of the Mist boat there that takes tourists right to the falls, he saw someone bobbing up and down in the water. And he radioed. He said, there's a boy in the water. Couldn't be. No one has been known to live who went over the falls. Roger was calling for help. Help, help. Bobbing up and down in the water. Throw him a life preserver. He grabbed it. No, I'm sorry. He missed it the first time. He missed it the second time. The third time, he grabbed it. That's what the Lord wants you to do. He wants you to put your faith in Him, your trust, not in yourself. With Roger, he knew that he was helpless, but he took hold of that life preserver and they pulled him onto the boat. He was bruised a little, you know, but he lived. The newspapers were splashed with the news. Boy goes over the falls and survives, lives. It's been never known in the history of Niagara. Roger was safe and sound. Oh, boys and girls, the Lord Jesus, those everlasting arms of love are reaching out to you today. He wants to lift you up. Those hands that were nailed to the cross, the precious blood that was shed. Just a minute. I want to finish the story about Roger. The best part is to come. How old was Roger? Can you remember this girl? Yes? 7 years of age. So we got home. Oh, and Deanne got home, and how thankful they were. 1 year later, Roger was at a Bible camp, and he heard the message of the gospel, and he felt, just as I was floating down the Niagara River, helpless, I've been floating down the stream of time, and I've left the Lord Jesus out of my life, and I'm not ready to go over the brink. Boys and girls, Roger accepted the Lord as his Savior. Right there. I like what he said. He said, the Lord saved me once so he could save me twice. Fast forward, Roger is a young man now, standing in the same place where he went over the falls, preaching the gospel to everyone, telling them how the Lord rescued him from a watery grave and lifted him up. And he preached the gospel there to all the people that were standing by. Well, I cannot leave Niagara without one more story, and time is going here. I'm going to ask the boy here to hold this for me, if he would. Hold the end of that. And we'll ask the... There we are. That girl there can hold that, can you? Thank you, my dear. Lift it up. Well, the most famous acrobat that I've ever heard about was a Frenchman. His name was Blondin. 1859. He crossed over the Niagara Falls, that tightrope, and there was Blondin, the Frenchman, walking over, going backwards, turning a somersault, sitting down, lying down, having his lunch out there. The swirling falls are just 150 feet below him. And even cooked himself an egg out there. They say 100,000 people were watching. They were filled with fear and anxiety more than Blondin, because they thought, sure, he's going to miss his step. And that's the end. But Blondin never missed his step. Not once. Just like a monkey going back and forth. Here's the Canadian side. Here's the American side. So he got over. And he said, I don't want to go back alone. There was Prince Edward, the son of the king. Prince Edward, will you come with me? No, no, no thank you. No thank you. Anyone else? No, no, no thank you. Well, don't you trust me? You've seen me go across. Come on across with me. Well, he had a manager, Colcord. And he said, all right, I will go. So he got on his back and they started across. But something happened and the guy ropes were swaying like this. And Mr. Blondin knew there's danger here. Get down for a moment. Colcord, you are no longer Colcord. You are Blondin. Don't try to balance yourself or we're both lost. He grit his teeth, and over he went. He had to run. He says, the only way I'll get across is to run with this coal cart on holding on to his hips. And they arrived safely on the Canadian side. That's the last time that Blondin ever took a trip. He didn't do that again. Boys and girls, the one that can take you across that those billows of water or take you from earth to heaven is the Lord Jesus, who came down and died for you, and he's reaching out to you. He's gone down into those waters of judgment. On the cross, all God's waves and billows passed over him. Oh, in order to take you so that if you die, you don't go alone. But if you're without Christ, you go into eternity alone, into a lost eternity. I live in Ottawa, but I live near a large building. And do you know what they do in that building? They print the money. They print the money. About nearly all the money that is circulated in Canada. I've got a bill here. someplace. I thought I had one. Yeah, here. Nearly all the money that is circulated in Canada is made in that building, a half a mile from where I live. I tell my wife Eleanor, see that building? Most of the money is made there for all of Canada. You can't get near the place, big iron gates. But one day, an Italian man was walking with his family right near that building. They were out for a nice stroll in the afternoon. The sun was shining. He had his wife and a couple of children with him. And he was crossing over Kirkwood Avenue that I cross over nearly every day. And there was a young man, a daredevil, that was in a car roaring down Kirkwood Avenue. The police on his tail, red light. He didn't care about that. Trying to make a left-hand turn, he wasn't controlling the car properly. He hit this Italian man. He hit him. There was a doctor in the restaurant. He rushed out. He got down beside this Italian man. And he said, after making the test, he's gone. There's no hope. 47 years of age, expecting to have a nice walk and go home that night. Eternity. They gave that young man 5 years, but I think that was a very light sentence. Boys and girls, we do not know when we will be called into eternity. But if you're trusting the Lord, He has you on both shoulders. He holds the world on one shoulder. But if you have believed in the Lord Jesus, you're out of that horrible pit of darkness. You're on the shoulders of the Good Shepherd, and He'll never let you go. You're safe for eternity by faith in what the Lord did for you and the precious blood that He shed on the cross. Now, who can answer my question? How much, Lord, how much did you love me? Well, I see the time is gone. This much. And He stretched out His hands and died for me. He died for Roger in our story, and He died for you. And if you will reach out the hand and take His promise and believe that He suffered on the cross for your sins, you know, Roger, he knew that he was helpless. He couldn't save himself. Number two, he knew he was a sinner. Number three, he looked to the Lord Jesus for salvation. He believed His promise, and he was brought from darkness to light, out of the horrible pit, into the sunshine of God's love. I hope that will be the case with everyone in the Sunday school. Now, I talked about a prize, yeah. But, boy, oh boy. The problem is I don't know whether I'm going to have enough. And I'll have to apologize if you don't get the pen from Malawi, handmade. My wife put these together, as many as I have, but if you get one without a refill, I mean, your dad can put a refill in there for you. Yeah. So who's going to give them out? Oh, yeah, I'll take this from you. Who's going to give them out for me? Thank you. That girl, okay, come up here. We'll see how far they go. We'll have a boy also. You take it. We'll give some to a boy here. You take those, okay? And this boy here. You give them on this side, okay? Put your Bible down there. Yeah. Okay. There we are. I hope that we have enough here, but I don't know. We'll help you out here. There we are. Girls, there we are. There we are. Good. I'm going to be running out here. I'm sorry. Have you got any left? Well, I'll have to apologize, but that's all I have. I'm sorry if you didn't get one. We probably next time. Shall we bow our heads in prayer? Our loving God and our Father, we thank Thee for sending Thy beloved Son all the way from heaven's glory, down into the dark waters of the cross, there to suffer for our sins, and then to rise triumphant, lifting us out of the horrible pit and the miry clay, and taking us to a place of safety and onward to the glory, maybe today. So we pray Thy blessing on the message, on every boy and girl that was present. Commit ourselves into Thy loving care for the rest of the day, and seek Thy guidance and help with thanksgiving, Lord Jesus, for Thy precious blood that has power to cleanse from all sin, not only to save us from the guilt of sin, but also to save us from the power of sin. We thank Thee, Lord Jesus, and commit all into Thy hands in the name for the glory of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, my sincere apology to anyone who didn't get the pen, because that's all I have. You want to see the crocodile skin? You can come up now.